This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Yes, I've got the busy throat again. It's not my fault, though. Whose fault is this? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Because it's Monday. And this doesn't normally happen this way. This is the anomaly now. We're live. So, as we like to do on Mondays, we're joined again by writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Yes, sir. What's up,
Bill? I've been exercising. Tell me, busy throat. You've got mold issues. Everybody in the South, your cars are yellow because of pine pollen.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in a new mold-free house in 3 months?
No, in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually had a chat about John Adine the other day. So, yeah, I've been listening, yes. And I'm glad you're moving. So, yeah.
Same problem for him.
Yeah. Well, with his mold,
his wife,
Dr. John Adine.
Mold in his case. Mold in
Doctors
your case.
For Responsible Gun Ownership. He had to tear down his entire house because of mold.
Yep. So. I will see John this Thursday when he and I go to the Rangemaster Tactical Conference near New Orleans.
Right.
We have to pedal fast to get here in time to be with you on Monday, next Monday night, but having a good time.
Yeah.
Shall we jump into the new? But tell me you lost weight, a half pound this week, I hope?
Maybe a pound. I've been fighting dehydration, which seems to make me not lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I am, I gave up smoking. I don't really drink. I've given up carbs, but I can't give up coffee. And I forget to drink water because I just enjoy the coffee.
Right.
So, anyway.
Okay, so do you want to jump into the news? Or you
please
got some more of your own?
No. Tell me. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, we have to give a hat tip to Miguel Gonzalez, who found this one and tossed it up. He's down in Florida, and now Florida has been renamed, not the gun sign state, but Florida, where civil rights go to die.
Yeah.
It's not a law. It's been proposed as a bill in both the House and the Senate, state houses and state Senate. Minors who post pictures of firearms on social media will owe $1,000 and face a prison term of up to a year. Wait a minute.
So
if a kid does this, the solution is to put him in jail. We're not talking about gang kids who can't touch a gun. JoJo, chews his gun into a Pop-Tart, and you're going to put him in jail. Wow.
Well, who's going to patrol social media?
I think you and I can turn each other in now, right?
Yeah, but what's the age that what age do we have to be to run afoul?
Oh, it just says any minor. Anybody under the age of 21.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure.
It's just
you and I would fall afoul of that one, yeah.
the issue that this raises, of course, is that Michael Bloomberg threw money at Florida state legislators, in this case to the Senate president, a Republican. And now all the other Democrats are going, hey, Mikey, see what I did for you? Doesn't that mean I get at least 100K to secure my seat next election? Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Well, is it now? I did not realize we could look at somebody and say, we can put you in jail for posting a picture. When did that become a thing?
When Democrats stopped protecting the right of free expression and became prostitutes, or at least the politicians, to achieve re-election.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Right.
Gotcha.
Now, also in Florida, just because might as well stick it to them when they're down, the Attorney General proposed a change. Well, the Attorney General has denied people their concealed carry permits because they had ostensibly a domestic violence conviction, except she never did her homework. It didn't happen. She pulled the permit and asked questions later. So now is that violation of civil rights under color of law? This will be interesting. This will be really interesting when you shoot first and ask questions later. The Florida bill changed the number of years for your concealed carry permit. It was 7. They proposed making it 4 and charging you the same amount of money.
It's all about the Benjamins.
So, right, it's about the Benjamins. I'm sorry to my friends who are Democrats, who are gun owners, and say, no, Democrats don't want your guns. Really? You just want to make it more and more expensive? And here's what drives me crazy about this. You cannot, now they will, but you cannot with a straight face say that this at all makes us safer, because you are taxing the most law-abiding segment of the population on the planet.
Gotcha.
Had you taxed anybody else, any other activity, it would have made us safer. This is the most law-abiding. We're the tip of the spear. Anything you do to infringe our rights makes us less safe. Wow. Right. Doesn't bother the Democrats, politicians, a bit. I hope it breaks the heart of my friends who are Democrats.
Have you seen what, New York, they lost 48,000 people, I think, last year.
Yep.
And they have a $2.3 billion shortfall.
Yep.
And so they have devised a way to where if you move out of state and you're at a certain echelon of earning and or taxation capability, you know, we can mm-hmm, tax you mm-hmm, this much. Mm-hmm. They now do an audit on you. No matter where you go.
Right?
No matter what you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And see, one thing about the rich that nobody ever talks about with the rich don't get a paycheck.
No.
They're not earning money. They have, their worth comes from their assets, which,
right,
you know, might be a business or it might be possessions, but getting out there, what they're doing is they're wrecking the upper middle class by doing that, but they're still trying to get away. But typical leftist behavior, we want your money and we don't want you to have any guns.
Yep.
And now they're
exactly
going to Florida.
Right. Isn't that interesting? How long till Florida does the same?
That'll be a really interesting thing to watch. Because with the Venezuelans the way they are now and the Cubans, that'll be a real interesting.
It will.
Yeah, because those guys know the Constitution inside and out. That's why they're here.
20 seconds. So after the break, we get to talk about that some more. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, of course, with Rob, there's things you want to check out about him that you might want to talk about with him. Well, you could do that online by going to Slow Facts WordPress blog. You could go to Amoland.com and also at ClashDaily.com. That's where all of his written stuff is. He's looking for the comments. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100%.
100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, I've got both the Reformation and the PDWC-11 sitting here, and we were going to go shoot them this past weekend, but oh no, because this is Vietnam, south of Virginia right now, here in the upstate. It's always raining here, so I didn't get to go shoot. But maybe this weekend we'll get to, and we'll try.
I have a new
binary triggers. Yes, sir.
I have a new pair of swim fins. Should I send you the old ones?
You know, it's not so much, and I was telling like JT, my SWAT partner, that likes to go shoot with us, and the guy who owns a range, they were like, yeah, we can shoot in the range. It's okay. I don't have a problem shooting in the range. Guns are designed to be durable in the rain.
Right.
Cameras aren't.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the problem. I could go shoot the guns and not record that and then do a YouTube going, we took these guns to the range. It was fantastic. Let me tell you what it went like, and just, you know, talk to the camera. But that doesn't have quite the same impact.
No.
No. So anyway.
Speaking of not quite the same impact.
Yes.
Just in the last segment, I said that concealed carry holders are the most law-abiding and non-violent segment of the population on the planet.
Yes, sir.
Gun control advocates, not so much. In Connecticut, there was a gun control hearing, and this gun control activist tweeted, if I had a gun, I'd blow away Sampson, one of the politicians, and a large group of NRA that are here.
Mm-hmm.
In a text to a woman, okay, and somebody sees that on her phone, takes a video of it. She gets removed by the police.
Okay.
So I think it's, well, when we look at the mass murders, largely Democrat. I wish they were as nonviolent as they claim. More of us would be alive.
Well, you know, that's sort of a little subterfuge. They throw that in there when they're talking about that, because they seem to default to violence. And I mean, how many times have we heard about one of these states where they open carry,
right,
where the guy gets his gun snatched from him while he's walking into Walmart or something by a guy who's an anti-gunner, who grabs him and wrestles him and says, he's got a gun, and then that guy gets arrested, and the carrier,
right,
he doesn't get arrested because he wasn't bothering nobody. I mean, and I, you know, one of the things that amazes me about that,
mm-hmm,
none of those anti-gunners that try to snatch a gun from somebody have ever been shot.
And boy, are they due. Because if you and I are walking and I'm concealed and somebody makes one of us, grabs the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, is that a way to get shot?
That's a bad sign.
Yes.
That's a bad sign. And if they don't think it's a bad sign and they're doing it anyway, well, they're about to find out. That's a bad sign.
I can't imagine anybody, any gun owner I know, if I see them being disarmed, the guy better be in blue and have a ocean of blue behind him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, wow, let's go down range in a hurry. Speaking of crazy...
Yes.
And you were just talking about New York being massively in debt.
Right.
New York is largely two different states. If you go upstate, get away from the New York City area, it's a different state. They like their guns. They're politically conservative. Democrats are an island nation, and we're the ocean.
Right.
And a New York State assemblyman, proposed a bill to divide New York into three states. Will it pass through the Democrat-controlled Senate and House and be signed by Democrat Governor Cuomo? Oh, hell no. But, isn't it interesting that therefore self-expression and local representation until it's conservatives that are being dominated by big cities, in which case, oh no, it's majority rule.
Right.
Oops.
Yeah.
You have to point out hypocrisy when you see it.
Well, that's every time they open their mouth. But I mean,
well, okay. Did you see this article that appeared in all places, the New York Times? This very liberal woman, academic, says, you know, there's some people in my family who have guns. And like she goes, I finally asked them and, oh my gosh, they hunt. They have guns in their homes. They conceal carry. They carry at church. I'm surrounded by gun-owning liberals who vote Democratic. But yet, how do they feel when the Democratic Party betrays them? Wow. New York Times said that.
Yeah, well...
it shocked me.
There are some people now that are beginning to get curious, I think, about it. Because they run into somebody that owns a gun, right? And they didn't know they owned a gun. And they find out they did own a gun. And the first thing that strikes them is, this is not some slobbering guy trying to kill me. Just because I exist. This is just... I know this person. I've always known this person. And, you know, so let me look at this a little closer. And the more that happens, that self-awareness is always a beautiful thing.
It is. And in that sense, it is a beautiful thing that women and minority gun owners may be the ones that save the Second Amendment. Go girls, go guys, go get them.
That would be fine with me. I think that that should. I want to know what the argument is against a woman being armed.
Oh, she'd be safer if she were disarmed, Bill. That's what they'll say to your face. That's what Barack Obama said to the gal who'd been raped in her student apartment.
Well,
it's a direct quote, partner.
Well, I'm sure I have no doubt about it. But, you know, Barack was wrong.
Yes.
A lot of times.
Yes.
Like every time he talked about guns, he was wrong. he was wrong every time he ever talked about guns. He was all about wanting to control the nation, transform it, when nobody else thought it needed to be transformed. But
right, the rest of us were pretty happy where it was, and yeah, I think we're happier still.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, more of the conversation with Rob Morse, podcaster and writer. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is sending the annual presidential budget proposal to Congress. The proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. President Trump is also seeking $8 billion to help construct the massive border wall and border security. Acting OMB Director Russ Vogt with more on the budget.
We are saying to the American people, we can no longer afford the paradigm that Congress keeps giving us, which is that we're never going to make any trade-offs, that we're never going to align what we spend with what we take in, that we're not going to do what every family does across the country in trying to figure out what they can afford before they go out and spend.
A Coast Guard lieutenant accused of planning a domestic terror attack says he's not guilty. Christopher Hassan pleaded not guilty in a federal court in Maryland today on gun and drug charges. Hassan allegedly had a hit list that included names of prominent news journalists and Democratic politicians. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body. And, oh, my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Definitely not some company to mess with legally or in business. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, as we talk about things that tickle our fancy a little bit, what is next on your list today, sir?
I think we have to cover breaking news.
Okay.
Kentucky just passed constitutional carry. Governor Blevin signed it.
It's going to get easier here before long to be in a constitutional carry state. Although the question I have about constitutional carry,
mm-hmm.
doesn't constitutional carry, where they've gotten out and said, you don't have to ask us here in this state to carry a gun. What does that do to any federal gun regulation that might come along the way? Because they're always looking for like a semi-automatic ban, right? They're trying to make out like they want to ban AKs that shoot themselves, except a semi-automatic ban in most cases would ban your Glock 19 just because mm-hmm. of the magazine mm-hmm. capacity and everything else. So what does that do when you have states, and now what have you got, 16? Is it 16?
Mm-hmm. Kentucky is the 16th constitutional carry state.
So nearly a third of the nation's states are constitutional carry. What does that do if they ever try to pass some sort of gun confiscation? How do you confiscate something you have a constitutional right to carry?
your point being, hey, no, that semi-automatic pistol in your pocket that we've had for over 110 years.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's too dangerous and constitutionally prohibited because a Democrat in the White House said so. But all these other states said you had a constitutional right to carry it. And that will prove whether the judges on a Supreme Court are socialist political hacks or constitutional lawyers.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it'll prove, Bill.
Yeah, we'll see.
We've seen both in that position.
Yes, we have. But I always look at this stuff and I look down to the future because gun grabbers, when they propose legislation, 9 times out of 10, like with the SAFE Act, there was 2 parts of the SAFE Act they could never enforce. That they couldn't do the background check for. They couldn't say the magazine limit is this because there was no such thing as that limit on it. Nobody made a magazine that size. And yet they wrote a law for it anyway. And then they had to stand back and say, oh, well, we can't actually do that, huh? Oh. Well, what can we do?
I like the way you asked that question. Let's amplify it. Bloomberg bought some state legislators.
Right.
And can get what he wants. He said, you know, we'll go local. And look what happened. And it started in New York and Connecticut. Sheriffs in most of the western counties of New York, get out of New York City, said, no, we're not having it. I'm going to ignore the SAFE Act. I will not prosecute anybody there. Now, if you're the state police and you come in and try and throw your weight around and you don't have the support of your local sheriff, it can get pretty naked pretty fast. You're hanging way out there.
Right.
And New York is not alone. Remember, Connecticut said, okay, we're going to register all the assault weapons. And the police refused to do that. There are 500,000 assault weapons. And everybody ignored it. Now all the gun owners in Connecticut are going, you know what?
Well, I had
you guys
a guy
can
on
do
the,
any darn thing you want.
I had a guy on the weekend show from New York that tries to work these legislators. And he was telling me that there's over 1 million of them. And that he thinks the actual percentage that was actually registered with the SAFE Act was less than 1%.
Yes. Easy. Well, San Jose, California. Hi, turn in your high cap mags. 0 turned.
Yep. Yep.
We've seen it over and over. Now we're seeing it from sheriffs in Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado, Washington, Maryland, the majority of counties in Illinois, along with New York State. They're just all saying no more gun control. As I've said before, Democrats are an island nation. We are the sea. And when you get out of the cities, nobody's buying it. I think that's what we're going to do. Bloomberg may inadvertently have given us our strategy, go local. So it's up to us now to go to our county governments and our sheriffs and say, tell them no.
Well, the problem they're facing, and a lot of these, either the governor, I think the governor of Nevada got out there and said this, and then the attorney general of New Mexico talking about these sheriffs, or Washington mm-hmm. State, I don't know. Talking about these sheriffs being, you know, I don't know what they plan to do to them, but at the same time, you know, the sheriff is a very powerful individual. That goes back, the Shire Reeve goes back way back in time, and it'd be a very tough sell. Here up in South Carolina, we have, that sounded real good, here up in South Carolina, we have a guy named Chuck Wright up in Spartanburg County, which I say up in because they're north of us.
Right.
His plan is to deputize the entire county if they try to do something against the Second Amendment.
Right. Well, many sheriff's associations are very powerful in the state legislature. I think there's a good reason in the sense that you may have several congressmen in a county.
Right.
The individual, in fact, in the entire state, except perhaps for the governor, who has the most votes to attain office, may well be a sheriff.
Yeah.
So he has a direct connection with the people that you don't see very often. And when they get together and say, guys, we are where laws meet the people. And what you've told us to do either can't be done or shouldn't be done or has all these unintended, you say unintended, consequences, legislators tend to listen. Not all the time. Sometimes the sheriffs can be self-serving. We've seen that as well.
Yep.
But can you imagine the uproar that would happen if they tried to put your Spartanburg sheriff in jail for not enforcing, let's say, gun control during a hurricane?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. That's the other thing before we go to this talk about them having an emergency order with another president over this thing. That was actually, after Katrina, there was actually a statute filed to where they can't confiscate guns in time of emergency.
Right.
And that just goes back to the Democrats getting out there saying, we'll do this, without looking at what is actually sitting on the books. So that tells me right there, they're not talking about, you know, they're not interested in enforcing the law they already have, because they're not even looking them up.
Right. Well, it is posturing for dollars.
Yeah.
I'll absolutely grant you that. What I'm trying to point out is that we may not take it anymore. We're not buying what they're selling.
Yeah, that's going to be a big shocker when that happens for them.
Well, I don't think it'll be a nationwide revolution.
It won't have to be. It won't have to
be. I think we'll just put, 5,000 of us around the county jail, and whoever put the sheriff in will decide they really need to let him out.
Yeah, well, it'll be another Bundy Ranch. They don't get that. They don't understand the importance of Bundy Ranch. So but that happened a long time ago. What was it, 3 or 4 years ago? Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm talking to Rob Morrison. For those of you who like podcasts, well, Rob has two. Now, he does an ensemble podcast with a group he calls the Polite Society, the best podcast title out there, because an armed society is a polite society. And the very unique, one-of-a-kind Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, where they take actual self-defense with gun incidents and break it down and do a little forensics. But you've heard that before. We'll say it some more, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse. We've been, we've been discussing lots of carry stuff and all this other stuff. So, how would you like to finish this hour, sir?
I've got just one more thing, and then we'll just open wide up.
Yeah.
I noticed that House Democrats said that all semi-auto firearms should become NFA items.
Yeah.
You saw that, right?
I did, yeah.
So I'm going, wait a minute. You're telling a poor woman who's been raped, who needs a firearm for self-protection, that with universal background checks, I can't give it to her. We have to go to a gun store. And, in fact, she can't possess it because it's now a National Firearms Act item, and she will need to go get a tax stamp and wait 9 months and pay $200. And that's going to stop the criminals how and who and where?
Well, that's going to stop the criminals, but think about what this is. That's a money grab.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. It's a money grab, and then it's also a way to get everything on a registry.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. The only problem is they don't know who's got what.
That's so the far. Problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, so far. I mean, if they started doing it today and said from here on out, everything has got to be registered, then the majority of the 450 to 660 million guns out there are not.
Are not, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Magazines have no serial number, so they're not registered. Ammo has no serial number, so that's not registered. So the thing about gun control today is that they can only get that which we volunteer to give. But they're counting on me and you being law-abiding. So if they stick a stupid law in front of us, like, well, Bill, you have to turn in all your guns if they have a silver screw finish on the head of the screw.
Right. I think that's what makes them
law,
so dangerous.
Because they're so right. Stupid.
And you can, of course, you have the right to protest. And in 20 years, the Supreme Court will decide it's up to the states on a split vote.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So. The thing that just makes me giggle, and I hope Lindsey Graham will find his other bit of bravery in his pocket.
That's right.
Because he said, oh, yes, let's talk about gun control. And I just hear that, and I'm reminded again and again of the New York City police officer who made dozens and dozens of guns for the drug gangs.
Right.
And motorcycle clubs, they're motorcycle gangs, pushing drugs and prostitution. And I'm going, yeah, when is this cop going to obey the law? Snicker. Wow.
Well,
wow.
You know, I think this time around, in the past, before he grew his spine, I used to call Graham's office, and they would tell me, oh, we love it when the Democrats propose gun control.
Huh?
And I would say, why? And they would be like it was some three-dimensional game of chess where they get to do the big reveal that these guys are against our rights. And I would tell them, do you guys think the American public doesn't know that already?
Right. Right.
And,
now, I have to confess, I feel that way just a teeny tiny bit, but with a little bit twist. You know, Washington, which really means Seattle, Washington State proposed
right.
New gun laws, and I'm sitting there checking the murder rate, and oh yeah, it went up in Seattle.
Yeah.
In New York City's all anti-gun this year, the murder and sexual assault rate, well, the murder rate went up 55%, sexual assault went up by 26%. Mm-hmm. And you're saying we'd be safer if we were disarmed. And so we can test that, we can out them, but I cry for the victims who have to make those stats.
Yeah, see, but I mean, politicians don't get that. They don't get out there and look at this and say, well, you know, most people aren't like John Wick and know how to kill somebody with a pencil.
So,
you know, for those normal people that have never been involved in that kind of violence, which I don't think a lot of people quite get what I'm talking about with violence. See, Rob Morse, for example, is a very mild-mannered man. He likes to kayak and paddle boats for distance. That's his recreation. He builds them first, and then he paddles. But if you get out there, and he's walking around the city thinking about his next traffic ticket he's going to have to get out of with his Mustang, and you try to rob him or do anything out of the ordinary to him that, you know, is a crime, he's going to kill you fast. He's going to kill you violent. He's going to shoot you so many times you're going to die from the weight loss because he is a man who's both studied self-defense and competitive shooting where he's being timed. And you don't think that muscle memory is going to kick in when he draws out there and, you know, he's looking, you know, he's thinking, I don't know what you'll be thinking. You're going to be thinking Mozambique. You're going to be thinking center mass. What are you going to be thinking? He doesn't know either. And then when it's all done, everybody's going to look at you and say, what a crazed killer. But no, Rob will go back to thinking, he'll probably ask the cops, listen, I've got to go paddle tomorrow.
My son and I were talking and about if the world is dangerous. And in general, no. But I reminded him of the time in California when I was disarmed. One of my foster children and I saw a young lady who was being attacked. We came back to see what happened. And the guy who was beating up this woman grabs a tire iron and threatened to kill me with it. Hmm. And Nick went, oh, wow, that wouldn't happen where we live now, would it, Dad?
Oh, no.
I said, no, No, son. Because there I was afraid to turn and run. I thought the prey response would take over, and I just had to, you know, be very still and be ready to lift my hands and get a broken arm. I said, where we are now, that man probably would have died for coming that close with a raised tire iron.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob used to live in California with a K before he moved away.
Right.
Before he moved away. I noticed that you were looking at Louisiana, though, the other day about the traffic ticket revenue.
Yeah, isn't that tragic?
And when I was stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana, there was this little town between Fort Polk, Louisiana, and the Walmart. Because all there was in Leesville, Louisiana in the 80s, if you wanted to go enjoy shopping, was a Walmart. You go down the street to go to the Walmart, and on one side of the road would be all the strip clubs, and the other side would be all the tattoo parties, which is fine. I got tattoos. But New Lano had two cops, and they wrote like 3,000 DUIs a year.
Wow!
And they wrote so many DUIs, the FBI came down there and investigated them, and everybody that was a cop turned out to be a desperado. They all had gun prohibitions. They couldn't own guns, carry guns, be certified as cops, whatever it was. But the three cops all together, only two of them working, 3,000 DUIs. And they were using, that was for money. That was for the money. So
that is probably why there were riots in Ferguson, because the police in Ferguson, Missouri were, what do you want to call it, prosecuting for profit.
Yeah.
And I've spoken to judges who said, look, I understand this. And they, honest judges will refuse. They'll say, no, I'm not going to cite you because you didn't get it fixed. You need the car to get to work. You can't afford any more tickets. Here, I'm putting a suspension on giving you tickets. Get it fixed this week. I don't want to see you back. Because when you have to go to work to support your family, you need the... Come on, that's not what laws are for.
Running out of time, you can catch Rob either online on his podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories, or Polite Society, or at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com. Let's do it again next week.
See you then, Bill.
Very good. Coming up next hour from The Truth About Guns is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions. The Samurai. And the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.